Okay, good evening, ladies. Welcome back to our learning at Sha'arei. Lilui Nishmas Mirim Fud, Mirim Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Allah HaShalom. May her neshama have an aliyah in the merit of our Torah and the merit of our weekly chabura. So I want to thank you all for coming. Amen. I want to thank you all for coming out. I know some people are busy, some people are out of town, some people don't like the weather. So Baruch Hashem, here we are. So what we're actually going to start with is not in the Sefer at all, and we'll see if we get to the Sefer, even though Esther bravely got this far and for us from the other room tonight. I mentioned last time, do you remember who brought it up, this idea that even if it's lo lishma, we should continue because eventually our interior will follow our actions. I don't remember who brought it up. Why did you say I didn't hear?
I can't hear. Okay. Say it again. Slower and louder.
No, I just can't hear.
This is chinuch. Hapulos nimshachos acharei halev.
Hapulot nimshachot.
What is nimshachot acharei halev? What's the first word? I'm not hearing. I'm just
actions,
not hearing. Help
actions,
me.
Actions.
Actions. Okay. So, Sama, thank you. Sama in class last week mentioned that. And I said, oh, that's a Sefer HaChinuch. It's a very beautiful mitzvah. And I didn't want to try and find it on my phone, if you recall, because I didn't want to mess up the recording. And you sent me an email, bring it next week. So I prepared it to go through this week. It's interestingly, it is timely, because in this week's parasha, Parashas Kisisa, the beginning of the parasha deals with Mishkan, Perek Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, overwhelmingly deal with the sin of the Egel Azav and the aftermath of the sin of the Egel Azav. However, Es Chag HaMatzos Tishma Shivas Yam. This is from this week's parasha. It's not in Parshas Bo. It is in Parshas Bo, but this pasuk is not from Parshas Bo. Chag HaMatzos, you should guard for 7 days. Tochal Matzos, you shall eat matzvah, asher tzivisicha l'moed chodesh aviv, that I commanded you in the appointed time, in the season of spring, kibachodesh aviv, yatzasam in Mitzrayim, because in the spring season, you left Egypt. So in this week's parasha, we are once again commanded to observe the Chag HaMatzos. We are also commanded regarding Shalosh Palmim Bashana, Yera'eh, Kol Zechorcha, Espenei Adon Hashem, Elkei Yisrael. We are commanded to be Olah L'Regel 3 times a year, so it is also timely. It is timely because in this week's parasha, we once again have the command to eat matzah for 7 days, to observe Pesach in Chodesh Ha'aviv, the season of the spring. There is a mitzvah in Parshas Bo in regard to Korban Pesach, not to break a bone of the korban when you are eating the Korban Pesach. Now, what kind of mitzvah is that? What kind of significance does it have? Who cares if I break the bone or if I don't break the bone? Like, I'm eating the polka. Okay, so the bone broke. Okay. The Sefer HaChinuch, which was written anonymously in the 1300s, it goes to every mitzvah in the Torah, he wrote it so that the children who had nothing to do on Shabbos afternoon would find a constructive way to spend their time. So imagine, that's 700 years ago, he was giving the kids something to do, so what did he do? He wrote a Sefer for his son and his friend. So let's look at this very beautiful mitzvah. I don't remember who brought it up last week. I guess there was no one here because no one is saying that it was them. The pages are numbered, 1 of 2, 2 of 2. I made a nice double space, larger letters, so I would appreciate if everybody could follow along with me. It's very, very beautiful. Shalom lishbar atzam mikal asmos ha-pesach. There is a litza, beautiful, here you go. Shalom, no, come, it's a small crowd, so come join us here. Shalom lishbar atzam mikal asmos ha-pesach. We're just starting. You shall not break, stay here. So you should not break. Okay, if someone can't hear me, you have to be my helper then, if you're in that seat. Okay. Shalom lishvar atzam mikal atzmos ha-pesach. You should not break a bone from all the bones of the korban pesach. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the atzam lo tishbru bo. So it's a pasuk in Sefer Shemos. We're commanded about a lot of things regarding the korban pesach. It has to be tzli eish. It has to be in al matzos umarim yochlu. You have to eat it with your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand. You have to eat b'chi pazon. You can't leave any over till the morning. There's a lot of halachas. It can't be cooked. It can't be boiled. One of the halachas is you cannot break a bone from all the bones of the Korban Pesach. Mishar Shei HaMitzvah. Second paragraph, so to speak. Page 1. Lizkar Nisei Mitzrayim. What is the root of this mitzvah? What is the root of the precept? To remember the miracles of Egypt. Now, I'm not going to remember the miracles of Egypt by breaking a bone or not breaking a bone, like you're shaking your head. What does breaking a bone have to do with remembering the miracles of Egypt? Remember, we said this is actually very timely for those who just came in. The Pasuk in Ki Tiso says, as Chag HaMatzos Tishma Shivas Yamim Tocha Matzos Asher Tzivisicha Lamoed Chodesh Aviv Ki Becholosh Aviv Yatzasim B'Mitzrayim. It's very timely mitzvah because in this week's parasha we're commanded once again regarding Pesach Mishar Shei HaMitzvah Lizkar Nisei Mitzrayim Kemo Shekasavnu B'Acheiros. We've written this already, says the Chinuch. In other places we have already told you, you have to remember the miracles of Egypt. Could you hear me if you're over there? Okay. V'gam Zeh The gamze gizo min hashoresh anikar. This is also a branch of the above root purpose. So there's a root, and there are many branches that come from the root. This is one branch of the root. What's the root? To remember Karbon Pesach. This is one branch, not Karbon Pesach, I'm sorry, Yetzias Mitzrayim and the miracles. So one shoresh, one branch is not to break the bone. She ain't. Now, first he says why. It's very beautiful why. It's no small thing when we talk about having table manners. It's no small thing when we talk about table manners. Not to push your finger, the food with your finger. Use a knife. Don't use your fingers when you eat. Make sure you have a napkin. Don't lick your fingers at the table. Blinader, I do not drink straight from a water bottle. You know this in the shir. One time I had little schnapps caps. It's not a small thing to have table manners. So the first point is, She'ein kavod livnei melachim v'yotzei eretz ligrar ha'atzamos u'lishavram kichalavim. The first reason you can't break a bone is because you shouldn't eat like a dog. You're the son of kings. You're a dignified person. Please look inside. Please look inside. Kavod, fourth line. She'ein, end of third line. She'ein kavod. It's not bekavodik libnei melachim. You know, when we try and work on our own table manners, and if we're trying to teach children or grandchildren table manners, you should know that it's not just stam, an annoying thing. You have to eat in a bekavodik fashion. You're not a dog. You're not a dog, mamish. You shouldn't be tearing at the bones, and you shouldn't be breaking the bones like dogs. If you've ever seen an any nature documentary, how animals will eat a kill. I just recently saw the other night on the channel, so in the nature documentary, you know, commercials, Alba Marbu Masech Hashem Laretz Kvodo. So the I still didn't get to what you recommended the other week. So what were all the lions do? They come across the carcass, they manage to bring down a buffalo, and they stick their heads in, and they're all pulling off meat at the exact same time. That's eating like an animal. But I mean that literally. It's okay. They're lions. That's how they're supposed to eat. We're not dogs. Lo yeos la'asos kacha ki im la'aniye ha'am ha'ra'evim. Who eats like that? Nabuch, a pauper, a starving person, who mamash has nothing. He's a starving person. He gets a piece of food. He's stuffing it into his mouth. We're not blaming anybody. We're not judging anybody. We're explaining a fact. You are now b'nei melachim. We sit down at the table. We lean. We have wine. We wear a kittel. We have silver. It's a beautiful table. You're supposed to be a king. Va'al kein b'tchilas bo'enu lios skulas kol ha'amim. And therefore, in the beginning of our coming, to be misugal, more treasured, more special, more precious than all the nations, mamlachas kol. Like the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Yisro, Hashem takes us to Him by Matan Torah, not beginning of Yisro. Sorry, and of Yisro's Perikid Chas Perikid Tas in Yisro. We are Mamlachas Kohanim VeGoy Kadosh. We Yisem LiSugula Mikol Amim. That whole is a fair paraphrase of the beginning of Perikid Tas. UBachol Shana VeShana, each and every year, but also Hazman Ha. What did our pasuk say in this week's Parsha? Bachol Desha Aviv LaMoed Cholash Aviv. Every year, when the Moed means appointed time, in the spring season, each and every year, we're starting to prepare for this. We're not so far away. Hopefully Mashiach will come, we'll be in the Beis HaMikdash, bring the Karban Pesach, this will be applicable. Well, no, why? We can't break a bone when we bring the Karban Pesach. Ra'oi lanu la'asos ma'asim ha'marim banu ha'mayla ha'gadola sha'alinu la'ba'os ha'sha. It is worthy that we should act with certain actions that show our great ma'ila that is upon us at this time. You have to act because Umitocha Maase. Wait, does everyone understand what we said so far? Okay. Umitocha Maase, through the action, Vahadimyon Shanachnu Osin, and these actions that we do, Nikba Benafsho Seinu Hadavar Lolam. Now he's going to use that as a bridge into his next topic. We symbolically act like kings. We really are kings, not in the literal sense. We're symbolically or metaphorically kings. We act a certain way. These actions will become set in our soul. And now he's going to launch into a very important topic, which is that the internal follows the external. Okay, you have to follow with me. Va'al tachshov b'ni. I'm towards the end of the second paragraph. When I say paragraph, the first paragraph is one sentence. Okay? Va'al tachshov b'ni. Do not think, my son, litpos al dvarai v'lomar, to catch my words and say, v'lama yitzava osanu Hashem isparach lasos kol eilu zekaran osaneis, which is sort of what we said. Well, this is exactly what we said when we began learning this piece. Why is God commanding all these details to remember the miracle? Really? I can't break a bone to remember the Chodesh Aviv, the Chag HaMatzos. Is your hand up?
No.
Halo b'zikaron echad yala hadavar b'machshavteinu. Isn't it enough to what? One thing, do one thing to keep this matter in our thoughts. V'lo yishkach mipizareinu. It won't be forgot. We're constantly mentioning Mitzrayim. As Yashir Shvi Shal Pesach Berkas Kriya Shema, right before Shema Esther, we're always talking about Geula. Zeichelitzias Mitzrayim Kiddush. Isn't enough to have one thing? I need all these details, including don't break the bone. Ki lo mechachma tis peseini alza. Because not with wisdom will you pounce on me about this. Will you catch me with this? L'machshavas hanoar yashi achle daberkein. Look at this. Your foolish thoughts of youth will persuade you to think like this. So you shouldn't think you only need one thing. It's not true. Now, apparently, clearly, it's not true because the halacha commands us on so many different parts, so many details in regard to Pesach. It's 2 months away. Purim is 4 weeks away from this Thursday. That means the Pesach, Seder, Be'ezras Hashem, Nisan is 6 weeks away. So we're almost there. We have a lot of details. Va'ata bini. Da. Where am I up to? Va'ata bini. No. Va'ata bini. I'm just trying to see where I'm up to. Va'ata bini. Does everyone know where I'm? Look. Okay, I'm right in the middle. Look, I want you to follow with me. Look at my thumb. You see where I'm up to? If you don't, raise your hand and say, I don't know. Va'ata bini imbina, now my son, with discernment, shim azos, listen. Vahate aznacha ushma, and lend your ear and hear. Alamdacha, I'm going to teach you lahoil batorva mitzvos, the purpose of Torah and mitzvos. The marila of Torah mitzvos, the goal of Torah mitzvos. The ennoblement of living a life of Torah and mitzvos. Da, I bolded this for you. And I think this is what you were saying before, even though I couldn't hear you so clearly. It's not you, it's me. Ki ha'adam nifal kifi pu'ulosav.
Is that where this is from? Is that where that
Maybe it is from the 1300s. Did it precede that? I don't know.
Wow.
One second. It doesn't have a footnote that it's from somewhere else. If the Chinuch quotes somewhere else, then there is a footnote on the bottom. It's from the Medrash. It's from the Chumash. It'll tell you where it's from. There is no footnote saying that this is from somewhere else. It could be, I don't know. But this is from the 1300s. Vida, ki Adam nif'al kefi pulasav. A person is made up of. A person's actions, a person's internality, I shouldn't have said his actions, a person's internality and makeup follow his actions. You understand what mitzvah are we talking about? Not to break the bone, to eat with good manners. So it's not some small thing to eat with good manners. I have to pay attention. Do we wolf down our food? Do we guzzle our food? He said, we're not dogs. I'm not the lion in the pack. We're all trying to get a piece of the buffalo. No. Adam nifal kefi pulasav. A person's makeup is after his actions. Vilibo, his heart. V'chol machshavosav. And all his thoughts. Tamid. Achar ma'asav. So if I'm a person who's always screaming at my children, and I'm going to become, in some degree, a cruel person. In some degree, I'm going to have less compassion to children. He's going to say that here. If I'm always screaming, then my internality is going to follow that externality. And if I'm always eating with bad manners, this isn't the Torah. I'm not talking about bad manners here. This is talking about don't eat like a dog, don't break a bone. Something's going to happen to my externality. One second. V'libo, his heart. V'chol mechshavosav, and all his thoughts, tamid achar masav, always follow after his actions. Shehu osik baham im tov ima. He's going to explain to us that this works both ways. If you're a person of good action, your internality will become good. And if you are a person of negative action all the time, he calls it tov and ra'ah, and you will, rachmana litzlan, internally be affected by all that bad action. V'af, please follow with me. It's so powerful. Under da, the next line, va'afilu. Va'afilu rasha gamer belibo. Let's say a person is mamish inside. He has terrible midos. He thinks horribly about other people. He's a rasha gamer. Rasha gamer. He doubts the omnipotency of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Inside, he has nothing of quality. Belibo, in his heart. V'chol yetzer machshavos libo rak rakolim. See, I'm not looking at the footnote now, but Shani, that is a quote or a paraphrase from Bereishis. Now I'm going to look at the footnote. And it is correct. It's from Bereishis Perek Vav Pasuk Hey. By Ha'adam nifal kepiv polosav, there is no footnote. Okay? So let's say your heart and all of your thoughts are bad. You're a rasha gamer. And yetzer machshavos sav libo rak rakolim. Im ya'ara rucho, if he arouses his spirit, V'yasim hishtad luso. Look at this. What do you have to put forth? Your hishtadus. V'isko behasmada. What does tmidus mean? What is hasmada? We've spoken about it so many times. What does tamid mean? Tamid. How would you define tamid?
Consistent.
We've said it many times.
Consistent.
This week's parashios also. Last week was the carbon tamid. Tamid means always, and tamid also means consistently. Balos ner tamid. The beginning of last week's parasha, Rashi says tamid does not mean always. The ner was not on the menorah, was not burning always, and the carbon tamid was not offered always. It was offered morning and afternoon. It wasn't offered always. Consistency. So let's say im ya'ara rucho. I'm repeating, going back a few words. You arouse your spirit. The yasim hishtadusa. You got to do your hishtadas. The isko bahasmada, you are osek. How do you translate osek? You involve yourself with great hasmada, with great
diligence.
But who did someone say diligence? Yeah, we said at the same time. Very good, thank you. You work with great diligence, but always and consistently. That's the key here, to be consistent. But Torah uba mitzvos, you consistently live a life of Torah mitzvos, even though what are you inside? Not really a good person. He said, Rasha Gomer, not really a good person, is a step up from Rasha Gomer. Va'afilu shalom l'shem shamayim. You're not doing this l'shem shamayim. You're not putting on tefillin l'shem shamayim. You're not lighting Shabbos candles l'shem shamayim. You're not being mafrishcha l'shem shamayim. You're a Rasha Gomer and you have negative thoughts. By the way, we're not condoning it. This is not a level we should strive to be on. But the chinuch wants to teach us an important lesson, which is ha'adam nifal kafi pu'ulasav miyad yinata el hatov. You'll be planted towards the good. That sapling of tov, of positivity, of ma'isim tovim, l'shem shamayim, will be planted in you. Ubekoach ma'asav. Oh! Who got to this yet? Not me. Ubekoach ma'asav yamis hayetzer hara.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. Through the power of your actions, I can't believe this, you will put to death yetzer hara. Halavai. Ki acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachim halavavos. I should have bolded that for you, but if you're interested, you could underline it yourself. Acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachim halavavos. Now, obviously, midos means measure, because a person's midos are the measure of a man. And we learn from the Aron Kodesh, kol tamid chacham she'ein tocho kevaro, ein tamid chacham, says the Gemara, because the Aron Kodesh was gold inside, wood in the middle, and then gold outside. You didn't even see the wood. What do you need it for? It's to teach you that you have to be gold outside and gold inside. In fact, the brothers on Yosef, lo yachu dabru l'shalom, they hated him so much they couldn't speak to him with peace, precious, speak to him in peace, precious lamed zayin, the beginning of the parak. So Rashi says it's a compliment. They were echa b'pav, echa b'lev. They weren't wishy-washy. They treated Yosef how they felt about him. They hated him, and they could not speak to him nicely. Thank you. I have one more, if anyone needs. You could share. Okay. So we're not recommending this dual personality. And we're not recommending, chas v'sham, that we should strive to be a Rasha Gomer inside and commit actions outside, shalol l'shem shemayim. But l'maisa, sometimes a person inside is lacking. In mido, sometimes a person inside is lacking in certain positive qualities or tendencies. So the question is, so what should I do if I'm that person? Or in this specific area, I feel weak. What should I do? Let's say a person doesn't have a particular dveikus to tefillin. I don't know, I'm not a man, it's not relevant. I'm thinking of an example. Let's say he's a Torah observant Jew, but tefillin doesn't do it for him. Okay, it's something like we could envision perhaps in this day and age. He wants to keep Torah, so he's just not interested, he stops putting on tefillin. Chas v'shalom, what should he do? What should he do according to the chinuch?
Exactly.
He should wake up every morning. Let me just finish my sentence and I'll take a comment. He will wake up every morning and keep putting on tefillin because the chinuch says, Afilu shalol l'shem shamayim ki acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachim halavavos. Yes. Talk about for me.
I think in this part he's just saying why Hashem gave us so many mitzvos that this is going to be, you know, and this will be the reason for giving us all the little mitzvos like the one that we just had with Etzem Los Ishbaru, is because by the pu'ulos, it's not like a, you know, like the person's like trying to work on himself that he's going to do more mitzvos to get rid of his yetzer hara. It will happen. You know, like even right, the person that doesn't have the internally the goodness that he's like a Russia inside, but if he's, you know, but Hashem gave us all these mitzvot to do to keep him busy with.
dafka to shape us. Dafka. So that's what the chinuch is trying to say, that you shouldn't wonder. It's exactly what you're summing up. But you shouldn't wonder, why do I have all these details? You have all the details because the details form us. One second, I have to look at you to hear you, and I just want to make a bracha. Bracha ta adonai Elohim melech olam shaho kol nehi abedvar.
Amen. That's why we call the Rasha, when he forms his question in the Mishnah, what are all these things to you?
Oh, very nice.
Really get the whole purpose.
Maha avoda hazos lachem. What are all the details? What are you doing all this work for? Because he doesn't understand the purpose of all the details of all the work is really to change him into a tzaddik. Very nice, beautiful. So then why do you knock out his teeth?
Why do you knock out his teeth?
Vav ata hakeshina. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go. Nobody literally knocked out anybody's teeth. Terrible idea.
So the Rambam says that like it's better to give $1 to 1,000 people than $1,000 to one.
Very
person.
Nice. That's exactly correct. I recently saw it on the Rambam, Mishnah Torah. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Thank you very much. I recently saw it. I wish I would have thought about it. I would have prepared it. Geshmak. Thank you. The Rambam writes that it is better if you have $1,000. It wasn't dollars. To give $1 to 1,000 people, beautiful, than $1,000 to one people, because the tremendous. The constant act of repeating the giving and the giving and the giving makes you into a person of giving. You gave the same amount of money, but $1,000 one time is one time. $1,000, $1 1,000 times is 1,000 acts of giving. Beautiful. Okay, any other questions or comments before we continue? Va'afilu. Now he's going to tell you something else. So the first thing he told you is that if you feel you're a rasha, gamor, inside, and we gave one specific example of tefillin, should he stop putting on tefillin? Every day, with tmidius, with hasmada, consistency. You wake up and you put it on. We're up to the word va'afilu. Okay, let me show you where I am. One, two, three, four. Fifth line from the bottom of page one. Count up. You have to be with me. Second word in. I feel bad that the person who said, is anyone here the person who said last week that our actions are what determine who we are inside? Okay. Va'afilu im yeh adam tzadik gamor ulevavo yashar v'samim. Let's say, lahafach, the man's a tzadik gamor. The first guy is a rasha gamor. And this guy's a tzadik gamor. You couldn't come to two opposite ends of the spectrum. He is a completely righteous person. Ulevavo yashar v'tamim. His heart is straight and pure. Chafetz b'torah v'mitzvos. He desires Torah and he desires mitzvos. Im ula yasok tamid bidvarim shel dofi. If he is involved all the time in impure, silly, worthless, pointless matters. Ki'ilu somar darach mashal. Let's say by the way of a mashal. Shehichrichu hamelech. The king forced him. Uminahu beumnus ra'a. The king appointed him over some bad craft. He's giving a mashal. Okay, this is in the 1300s. Today you would say, I would say, if somebody was a tzaddik gomer inside, and his heart was straight and pure, and he desired Torah mitzvahs, and the king, some wicked king, commanded him to carry around a phone all day, every day, loaded with everything under the sun that you could imagine, and he just can look at it as often as he wants and do whatever he wants. So what's going to happen to the person who is a tzaddik gomer, and he was chafetz in Torah mitzvahs in his heart? We all know what's going to happen. Ba'emes im kol isko tamid kol hayam, but also umanus. The reality is, Rachmana Litzan, that if his entire day he is involved in sashtusim, in that craft, yashuv lizman min hazmanim, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but over time he will return, not in a good way, mitzidkas libo, from the tzidkus of his heart, Leos Rasha Gamor. We become a Rasha Gamor. Ki yadua hadavar ve'emes shekol adam nif'al. There it is again. Kifi pu'ulasav. Because it is... Is there supposed to be a minion in here now? Someone just opened the door. Amen.
We have a room.
Okay. Right, it's from the office. Okay, thank you. Ki yadua hadavar ve'emes. Because it is known in truth. Shekol adam nif'al kifi pu'ulasav kemosha amarnu. You know, I was... I had a half hour between shiurim today, this afternoon, so I was in the bagel store. There could be many reasons. I'm giving an example of what has happened in our society. Me and my husband went out for a 25-minute quick lunch between my share. He was working from home for the day. At the next table, there could be many reasons, but it is a sign of what has happened to all of us in society. So at the next table, there was what looks to be a grandmother and her daughter. They were sitting next to each other. They looked very much alike. It could be not, I don't know. And over here was a little boy, okay? They're next to each other, and across from them was what looked to be a boy no more than 3 years old. Maybe the boy had special needs, and I didn't know. He certainly wasn't physically handicapped. Maybe he was emotionally handicapped. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't their child, and they don't know how to take care of children. That could also be a possibility. Maybe the boy has ADD, and they don't. I'm not making a joke. I'm being serious. I even said this to my husband. But despite all of those examples, it's a sign of our times. I saw a stay for 25 minutes. They took the napkin holder. They took the phone. They put it sideways. He was watching some cartoon, I could see from my table. Looks like grandmother, mother, three-year-old, and the entire time, no one said one word to that child, and he was watching the screen the whole time. And again, I know there could be reasons. It is still a sign of the times. Nobody can deny that is a sign of the times. I was recently in a waiting room. This was interesting. I was in a waiting room for a certain appointment. An annual appointment. So there were five other women in the waiting room, and the five other women were all on their phones. So I was learning Chumash with Rashi. So one of the women who had a book on her lap, who wasn't reading her book, who was on, I know they could be on their phones for work. I know they could be talking to a doctor. I'm just saying it's a sign of the times. So this is interesting. One woman who did not outwardly look Jewish, I don't know what she was, she didn't look Jewish. She could have been. But I was pulling a phone, she was the only person on my phone. She looked at me, she smiled, I smiled. She said, say a prayer for me too. It was so interesting. And it was very disturbing when I saw it in the vehicle store. I know there could be other reasons. I'm aware, but it's still a sign of the times. Yadua hadavar ve'emesh shekol adam nifal kapiv pulosav. You could be a tzaddik gomer, but the king gives you the device and says, do whatever you want the whole day. So what's going to happen? What has happened to us? What has happened to us? A person could be a tzaddik gomer. Don't break the bone. You're a b'nei melech. You're a bas melech. Im ulai asok tamid bidvarim shel dofi. Ba'ames im kol isko tamid kol hayom ba'oso umanus. Yashuv lizman min hazmani mitzir kas libo au. Lios rasha gomer. It's inevitable. I just repeated what we said. I will tell you where I'm up to. Bottom, last sentence on page one. Last sentence on page one. So the second to last line on page one. Va'al kain, after the period. Amru chachamim zichronam levracha. And therefore the sages, may their memories be for a blessing, said as follows. Ratza ha-malkom l'zakos Yisrael. You all know this. L'ficha chirbalem Torah mitzvos. We say that is our introduction to Pirkei Avos, which we're going to start saying after Pesach. The Almighty wanted to give Yisrael chusim. So what did he do to give us chusim? So this is really what the Rebbetzin was saying. What did he do to give us chusim? He gave us more and more mitzvahs, which is beautiful, related to what the Rebbetzin said. What you said on the chinuch. What does the Rasha say? Maha avoda zo, so many details. So many details you have to be concerned about. You can't have one mitzvah regarding the Korban Pesach. Therefore, here balam Torah mitzvahs kedei lahatfis bahen kamach shavoseinu vehilios bahen. Oh, sorry, turn over. Kedei, in order that lahatfis bahen kamach. Our machshavos should be caught up with these many mitzvos and with Torah. V'lios ben kolis kenu, all of our asak, all of our business should be in Torah mitzvos. You know, my son had all of your asak. It means whatever you're doing, it should somehow be through the lens of Torah mitzvos, Yerushalayim, and Avodas Hashem. My son is in a hockey league. Really, he did it many, many years ago. 13 floor hockey. I know her. So now he started again, first time in many years. So the first game was a tie. So last night, I didn't go. I was on the treadmill watching the animals eat the buffalo. But I was saying, Hashem, please let my son win the hockey game. Please let my son win the hockey game. And then I said, Hashem, I know there's another mother of another shrimp boy saying, please let my son win the hockey game. But this is my son. So Baruch Hashem, when they won the hockey game, I said, Hashem, please let Mashiach come. So then, when, and I wasn't being facetious, so then when they came home, my son was obviously very happy, so I said, I was davening for you. I told him the story. So he smiled. Why am I telling you that illustration? Because Leos ben kol iskenu. In some way, we should always be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam through a life of Torah and mitzvos. In some way, our whole frame of reference should be, what does God want from me? How can I connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Leheitiv lanu ba'achriseinu, so that it will be good for us in the end. Ki mitoch ha'pulos ha'tovos, because from through good action, anachnu nifalim lios tovim. Look at this. Through acting like a good person, we will be formed to be good. V'zochim l'chaye ad. We will be zocha to eternal life. Now, of course, we should have the proper kavanas. Of course, when that person puts on tefillin, it's better that he should have the proper kavanah. Of course. Of course, when I say kriya shema, I should be thinking that I'm mekabel ol malchus shemayim. Of course. But let's say I don't feel it. So I shouldn't say Shema? So I shouldn't light the Shabbos candles? Lehitiv lanu b'achoseinu, ki mitoch ha-pu'ulos ha-tovos, anachnu nifalim lios tovim v'zochem l'chayeh. Because through the positive good actions, we are shaped into good people. And we are worthy, we become meritorious for eternal life. V'ramzu zichoran levracha al zeh ba'armam. And the rabbis of blessed memory allude to this when they say, "Kol mi sheyeshlo." Look at this. Mezuzah bepischo. Whoever has a mezuzah at his entrance. I'll tell you where this is from. Oh, this is from the Rambam, by the way. Hilchos Mezuzah quotes this same passage. Kol mi sheyeshlo mezuzah bepischo. Whoever has the mezuzah at his entrance. By the way, that's also related to Mitzrayim. You put it on the doorpost. V'tzitzis bevigdo, and tzitzis on his beged. U'tfilin berosho, and tfilin on his head. Muvtach lo shelo yachta. Lefisha elo mitzvos tmidios v'nifal behen tamid. You are guaranteed, hopefully, that you will not sin if you're properly engaged in these actions, because they're mitzvos tmidios, and you actions follow them. No, you're makeup follows your actions. Lachain. Any questions or comments? No? Okay, you know where I'm up to? Lachain, yes. Second paragraph on page 2. Lachain ata re'e gam re'e. Therefore see, you shall surely see, he says to his son. Mama lach lecha v'iskecha. Look at this. Look carefully. What is your work? What is your occupation? Ki achareim timasheich. You'll be drawn after them. You know, there's a woman who learns with me for a few years now. Once she retired, she started to come to Shiurim. And she used to be a public school teacher. Okay, we need all kinds of teachers. But she said that every summer, her husband told her, towards the end of the summer, how much her language improved over the summer. Because the environment in which she worked during the school year was not a Lashon Kodesh environment. I don't literally mean Hebrew. I mean a place where the speech was Bekavodik. And her husband said, he commented at the end of it, she told me this. She was in a different community. And her husband would say at the end of every summer how different her language was from the beginning of the summer, before she went back to school. Therefore, says the Chinuch, pay close attention. What is your work? What is your asek? You will be drawn after them. So scary. Look at that. Do not think you will draw them after you. You will be drawn after them. That should be, I think it is a paraphrase, just that phrase. I don't know. It's really a paraphrase from Pirkei Avos. Does anyone know what the end of the Mishnah is? Shal karchata notzar, val karchata nolad, val karchata chai, val karchata meis, val karchata arsi litein di v'chashbon. Tzai melech machem, melech makadosh baruch hu. Do not let, val yavticha yitzircha, shal shal beis manoslach. Do not let your yetzer convince you that the grave will be your escape. For against your will you were created, against your will you were born, against your will you die, against your, again, sorry, did I say live yet? Against your will you were created, against your will you were born, against your will you live, against your will you'll die, and against your will you will give an accounting before the King of all kings. Va'al yavtichecha yitzircha. He has a different spin on the Mishnah. Do not let your yetzer convince you, saying, my heart is complete. My heart is pure with faith in God. I can have some enjoyment, like the rest of people. What's the big deal if I go to the bar? I'm a good person. What's the big deal if I associate with the men? Lasheves bashuvakim, to sit in the shuk. Uvirachovos, to sit in the street. Lihislotseis imalesim. What does that mean? I'm not using the English. You should all know what that means. What's a late? Scoffer or a mocker. I'm going to sit, I'm going to kibitz, I'm going to mock with the mockers. Uledabert sachos, and to speak in matters of laughter. You understand what he's saying? I'm really a good person. My heart is complete. My heart is pure. I believe in God. What on earth is going to happen? A few times I want to have some relaxation with the hamonim. I want to sit with the scoffers. I want to sit in the street. The kayotze be'el hadvarim. And like these other matters, she'en mivin alem ashamos v'chatos. What, they're going to bring me to sin? Are they really going to bring me to sin? Hello, gam li levav kemohem. Hello, gam li levav kemohem. Do I have a heart like them? You know, I was just listening to a shiur. It's on Y Torah, so anybody could go listen. So it's as much public knowledge as I know is what you can hear. If Shai Schechter was talking, did you listen?
Yeah.
Rav Shai Schechter was talking about the Mishnah. What? I don't know. I'm going to tell you. Shai Schechter was speaking about Altar Basicha Im Ha'isha. Do not engage in excessive speech with a woman. So he said, people have a problem with this Mishnah. He said, I know a lot of people in this room are going to take umbrage with this Mishnah. So he said, Dr. David Pelkowitz has dealt with a lot of instances of affairs. And Dr. Pelkowitz told him that not one case the people stuck to the Hilchos of Yechud. And not one case that he knows the people stuck to the Hilchos of Yechud. What's the big deal? If I talk a little too much, if you find a loophole out of Yechud. He said there's a case. He said, I'm not so comfortable saying this, but then he went along to say it. He said there's a case going on now. He said a certain therapist was at his home the other night about two couples in the community. Apparently, the husband of one couple and the wife of one couple were now in a relationship that was destroying both families. How did it start? They work in the same workplace. They were talking a little bit too much. They started to go out for lunch meetings a little bit too much. And this is how the relationship began, innocently, in the workforce, spending too much time with this other person. They didn't have a fulfilled marriage for whatever reason. He didn't get into that. Now the therapist in his home is destroying two families in the community. So he says people think Altar Basicha Ma'isha is such an extreme. It's such a machmir. He says Chazal knew what they were talking about. And he says his father always tells him, when he asks his father, Hershel Shechter Shlita, questions about Hilchos Yichud, this person wants to know this, that, his father always says, quotes the Rambam, the Shevil HaZahav is the middle path. But when should you not be on the middle path? When there is total pritzus of that midah or mitzvah in society. When society totally rejects that midah or that mitzvah, that is when you have to go to the opposite extreme. You should never try and look for heterim when it comes to yichud. You should never try and look for excuses to get out of these halachas. Rav Shai said, people think, Al tabra sichu ma'isha, they're so religious. You know what they are? Cautious. You know, they are realistic. You know what they are? They know that Adam nifal kifi pulasav. And you can be a tzaddik gomer, says the chinuch inside. You never looked at a woman. You're such a pure person. But Adam, Nif'al, you can rest assured, I don't know the case, I don't know anything more than I just said, he said nothing more. But when those two couples stood under the chuppah, nobody thought that was going to be the end. Adam nif'al kefi pu'asav. So you think, what's the big deal? I want to have some enjoyment from time to time, the enjoyment of men. I want to sit in the shuk. I want to sit in the street. I want to scoff with the mockers. I want to speak of these kind of jokes. You know, we should think the kind of jokes we send on WhatsApp. We should think what we type. We should think of the words that we use. Maybe not you, Baruch Hashem, I hope not you. But believe me, there are from Yidden who send jokes we should be so uncomfortable about. Adam nifal kafi plusov, is that what I need to send? You want to send your friend to send? Say, what a beautiful day Hashem made. Kayotze be'el advarim she'ei mivim aleim ashamas v'chatos. It's not going to bring me to asham. It's not going to bring me to chatos. My heart is pure. My little finger is thicker than their loins. Kitani Ava mi misnehem. Kitani, my little finger, I use the English for this, Ava, is thicker mi misnehem. I'm so strong that my finger is stronger than them. You think they're going to pull me after them. You think because I'm talking to the lady in the coffee room a little bit too much, I'm going to be in bed with her? Yes! Chalila! Dr. Pelkut said not one case. This is an extreme example. Should never know from such things. That's from people who are following the halachas. Al bini, hishamer mipneihem, panti lachad birishtam. My son, be very careful, because you will become ensnared in their trap. Rabim shasu mitoch kach kos tar alosehem. Tar e losam. Many drank from that cup of poison. Va'ata es nafshecha tatzil. All the details are given to us for a reason. You want to know why you can't break a bone? Because it's going to make you into a person who acts like a dog. I didn't say that. That's what the chinuch says. And you're a ben melech. And everything from table manners to how we talk to members of the opposite gender are important. V'achar da'at chadzeh. Whoa, what a piece by the chinuch. Who asked it last week? She's not even here. V'achar da'as chadzeh al yiksha alacha me'ata ribui. Oh, exactly what the rabbi said before in her own words. He says now. V'achar da'as chadzeh. After you know the secret of why we have so many mitzvahs, so many halachas, so many actions, so many laws, so many nekudos. Al yiksha alacha me'ata ribui ha-mitzvos. Don't be the Rasha who says, ma ha'avoda ha'zos lachem. Seriously, Abba? Dip the matzah and the charosa, shake it off. How much do I have to drink? Dip the cup of finger in the finger in the cup of wine. Arba kosos, I can't have one kos. So many mitzvos. Be'inyan zchiras nesei mitzrayim. Shehein amud gadol b'torosinu. Now you should not wonder. Now that we have learned this, says the chinuch to the son. Oh, we sat down at the table tonight. My son had on his plate mizonos, ha'adam mashalko. He says, what bracha should I make first? Seriously, God cares what bracha I make first. Who cares? Yes! We care. Adam nifal kefipu asav. Al yiksha alacha me'ata ribu ha'mitzvus binyan zchiris nasei mitzrayim. Shehein amur gad abasaraseinu. You should not wonder about all these details in regard to zchiris, the miracles of Egypt. They're a pillar, a great pillar in our Torah. Ki bir vos iskenu, from the multitude of our actions, bahem, in them, nit pa'al al hadavar kemosha amarnu. Dine a mitzvah, he always concludes with the law of the mitzvah and who's applicable to, like breaking the bone, a feeling, even, let's say you finished eating, could you break the bone after, right? You're cleaning off the plates. Why would you want to break the bone after you finished eating? I understand, you understand why you break the bone when you're eating, by the way? You want to suck out what's inside. You want to break out the bone. But now you're finished. And the din, if there's a kezais of meat on the bone, what's the halacha? Okay, what he says is that you have to look up in Maseches Pesachim. He gives us a very, very hashkafic insight. It's nohagis bizchar munukevus bizman habayis. Clearly, there are many relevant life lessons. Not only bizman habayis may be built immediately in our days. V'over ala v'shavar etzim b'pesach tahar loka. One is pure. He does not become tamei, but he gets malchus. He is punishable by the pashas. Oh, wait. I mamish have to finish with one vignette. It's a very short paragraph. Did I just lose the page? No. A boy who misbehaved during secular studies was sent to Rav Tendler, Rav Yosef Tendler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He married us, actually. He was my husband's menahal in Baltimore. Understandably apprehensive, he went to the office. You have to make a Kiddush Hashem, said Rav Tendler, and the meeting ended. Mayor Perlmutter, this is why I'm bringing this to you, told me another bachur was sent out of English class, and he was told, go to Rav Tendler's office. If you didn't read it, it's very worthwhile to read. It came a few years ago, biography of Yosef Tendler from Neir Yisrael, Zatzal, I am your servant. Beautiful, art scroll. Mayor Perlmutter told me another bachur was sent out of an English class and told to report to Rav Tendler's office. Why were you asked to leave? Rav Tendler asked. I didn't like the teacher. I don't like the teacher, came the reply. He's a Jew, said Rav Tendler. You have to like him. But Rabbi, it's hard for me. I really don't like him. With the following comment, the boy is dismissed. Give him presents, and then you will like him. Adam nif'al kifi pu'ulasav. Shibizocha to always feel the right way, and even if chas v'shol we don't, act the right way. Be'azos Hashem. Any comments or questions?
When did the Sefer come out?
I read on the plane to Israel like 5 years ago. 2013. It's kedai to read if you didn't read it. It's very, very kedai.